It's just a few days until Christmas, and your mind is probably spinning with everything that still needs to get done. Shopping list, wrapping gifts, travel plans, and a calendar full of celebrations. But in the middle of all the noise and excitement, let's not miss the quiet miracle at the center of it all. The greatest gift ever given, Jesus. This is Unwrapping Christmas, a devotional podcast series written by our First Dallas staff from ministries across our church. Each day, we'll pause to unwrap a different gift that Christmas makes possible. Not something we earn, but something God freely gives through His Son. Let's discover what today's gift is all about.
Hi, I'm Guy Schaefer, the Associate Executive Pastor of Stewardship at First Baptist Dallas. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my devotional with you today, entitled, The Gift of Giving. Every December, we find ourselves surrounded by gift-wrapped boxes beneath trees, packages on doorsteps, and cards filled with warm wishes. But Paul's declaration in 2 Corinthians 9:15 points us to a gift that transcends every earthly exchange. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. The apostle isn't speaking of material blessings or financial provision, though both are important. He's celebrating the most significant expression of divine generosity ever known, the gift of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, given for our salvation and modeled for our giving. The indescribable gift of Jesus reveals the heart of a God who gives lavishly, joyfully, and purposefully. God's generosity isn't reluctant or measured. It flows from His very nature. John 3:16 echoes the same truth when it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave." Giving is something God does. It's who He is. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians about generosity, he was encouraging them to give freely to meet the needs of believers in Jerusalem. But as he closed his appeal, his thoughts lifted from human generosity to divine generosity. He couldn't talk about giving without remembering the giver. The mission of Jesus to seek and to save the lost was the ultimate demonstration of God's heart. Jesus came not to take, but to give His time, His compassion, His wisdom, His very life. Every time we meet a need, share the gospel, or serve another, we reflect that same mission. The Christmas story is the unfolding of that indescribable gift. God wrapped His Son not in fine paper or gold ribbon, but in human flesh, and laid Him in a manger. The Creator became one of His creations. Heaven's richest became earth's poorest. That's the wonder of the gift, its humility and accessibility. The shepherds saw it first, a gift not reserved for kings or scholars, but announced to ordinary people under a midnight sky. The wise men traveled far to offer gifts of their own, because when you encounter true generosity, it calls forth generosity in return. Even Mary, in her surrender, "Be it unto me according to your word," demonstrated the correct response to God's gift, trust and obedience. Every Christmas we are reminded that the gift wasn't simply to us, but for us, so that through us, others might experience the same grace. The world is starving for grace. In our personal lives, we feel the weight of worry, comparison, and striving. In our churches, we sometimes trade gratitude for performance. In the world around us, division and despair too often overshadow joy and hope. But the gift of Jesus cuts through the noise. His presence brings peace where there's anxiety, unity where there's fracture, and light where there's darkness. The gift of giving, receiving God's grace and extending it to others, is the remedy for our self-centered age. When we live generously with our time, our words, our resources, we become instruments of healing in a hurting world. The gift of God becomes real in countless moments of quiet, faithful generosity. It isn't measured by the size of what is given, but by the heart and the spirit behind it. True generosity reflects our understanding that giving is not primarily a financial decision. It's a spiritual response to the grace we have received. When believers give joyfully, whether through resources, time, or service, the indescribable gift of God shines through their lives. How can believers unwrap this gift today? It begins by receiving it personally. Before we can give generously, we must remember how generously we've been given to. Take time this Christmas to reflect on the blessings of salvation, forgiveness, and eternal hope. Then share it. Look for ways to mirror God's generosity. Give intentionally. Ask God to show you a need you can meet through your church, a family in crisis, or a ministry that shares the gospel. Serve joyfully. Give your presence, not just your presence. Visit someone who's alone. Write a note of encouragement, or volunteer where compassion is needed. Speak graciously. Use your words to build up, not tear down. Gratitude and kindness are powerful gifts in a culture of criticism. Generosity isn't measured by size, it's measured by spirit. Each act of giving becomes a reflection of the giver himself. Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 9:15 are both declaration and doxology. After explaining the blessings of cheerful giving, he doesn't close with an instruction. He closes with worship. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That's because real giving always leads to gratitude, and gratitude consistently leads to worship. The more we understand God's gift to us, the more we long to share it with others. The cycle of grace continues, received from God, extended to people, and returned to God in praise. That's the rhythm of Christian generosity. So this Christmas, as you give and receive, pause to remember the source of every good gift. The greatest exchange the world has ever known began in a stable, not a store. And the same Savior who came to give his life still calls us to live with open hands and thankful hearts. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. As you go about your day, ask yourself, how has God's generosity in your own life shaped the way you give to others? This week, find one tangible way to reflect God's gift and watch how it multiplies hope and joy in the lives of others.
Thanks for listening to our podcast series, Unwrapping Christmas. Our hope is that these short reflections help you slow down, rediscover what matters most, and prepare your heart to fully celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. From all of us at First Baptist Dallas, Merry Christmas.